We're about to see just how not handy I am as a handyman. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. I was talking to you about how I've been doing like a bunch of home renovations and repairs ever since my basement flooded and my father-in-law in town. And it's going. I mean, he asks me questions all the time too. Like, hey, Brett, why is this like this in your home? I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, well, you shouldn't have had it this way. You're going to kill your kids and your wife. Like, why? What's wrong with you? You don't know how to take care of your house? I'm like, no. And at one point, guys, he was literally yelling at me because they're going to test me on how many tools I know. He goes, can you get me a taper? And so I'm like, oh, does this mean like some kind of tape? And so I'm like, sure, man. What kind of tape do you need? He's like, no, I need a taper. And he's yelling a taper. I don't know what a taper is. So you know who I called to ask is, you guys have met him, neighbor Glenn.
Good old Glenn.
Neighbor Glenn actually does like builds houses and stuff like that. Builds like blues players' houses.
He's a manly man.
Yeah, he like manly man. So I call Glenn. I'm like, Glenn, I need a taper. He's like, oh, I know what that is. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't. And he got me somebody. He got me Eric from Emerald Coveries, and I told him I'd shut him out because thank God Glenn got me that because I needed that apparently. And he showed up like the next day and worked with my father-in-law, and he did a bunch of tape work. And if you know, I don't know what that means. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea what Eric did down in my basement, but he was awesome. Nicest guy ever. Thank you. He did like a bunch of, and he does paint too. But yeah, thank God for him. So don't ask me any taping questions if you guys have that.
I don't think it's on here, so that's a win. You lucked out.
Boom, good. And if you do, I know Eric. You could call phone a friend.
Right.
All right. So I'm supposed to just pick it up, this tool that you guys have printed out,
yeah,
and I'll handle it like I would normally, like a man.
So we're going to start out easy.
Now,
tool
this first
number
one. You guys are jerks. You guys really think I'm that big of an idiot? They handed me a hammer.
Hey, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, why don't you just start strong?
What is it used for?
You hit nails with it and other stuff.
Very good. Correct.
That's right.
One out of one.
Number two?
Another hammer.
No.
A rubber hammer.
No.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's the
Describe
thing.
Describe it.
You know, it looks like a hammer.
You know, it's
but it's got like a rubber top out of it. And you know what it looks like? You know when you play like those games at the carnival where you hit the something
whack-a-mole?
As hard as you?
Yep.
And you, yeah, whack-a-mole. Or the thing where you hit, it shows how strong you are. And it says me, like, ooh, over excel. That's what it is.
It's a mallet.
It's a mallet.
What do you use a mallet for?
You use the mallet if you don't have a hammer.
You guys don't even know.
I knew what that was called.
I can smell a mallet.
Yeah.
What?
Like, it has a very distinct smell.
Yeah, it's basically.
I don't think you guys know anything.
It's basically a rubber hammer. You use that when you're hammering objects that aren't, you know, you don't need the force of a hammer. You would use that when you're using delicate objects or things like that, when you would want to, you know, pound something without making, you know, putting a hole in it.
If you want to pound it hard, use a mallet.
Okay, well, yeah. This goes into the next thing I have. This is something from Hannah's bedroom. It looks like a silver thing that you put around your neck or something.
It does look really kinky.
It does look like a kinky thing. This is a kinky thing. So I don't think this is supposed to be
object
in there.
Number three.
So here you go, Hannah. You can have this back. I'm pretty sure this is something for your freak drawer.
They always pull one of those out. Like,
what
know,
is that thing?
That's called a caliper. All right, and you use
calibize things.
You measure linear dimensions of objects or holes. That's like when you're getting specific with like woodworking or engines. That's like something they always pull out.
I'm always getting
measuring holes.
Yeah.
Got it.
This is an ice pick. So
number four,
it has like it's like a knife. It looks like a knife, but then it's like curved, and it looks like something a serial killer would use in a movie.
Incorrect. That tool number four, is called a sickle. And it is used for harvesting and cutting grass.
Who cuts grass with this? Miss Pat, my next door neighbor?
He's
like 100 years old.
Yeah. Hunched over for hours doing that.
All right. So this is two shovels combined. This is a clapper. So when Papa Dave does something cool, you clap it together. Right. You say, go, Papa Dave.
You're close, though, with it being two shovels combined. That is a pole host digger. And you use that when you're going to put a pole in, or when you're going to put a, you know, like,
why don't you just use a regular shovel?
Because this evens
it's
it out on both sides. You get your hole the right dimension.
Yeah, that one doesn't really make sense to my eyes. But.
None of these tools do. How am I doing? You guys think I'm doing pretty good?
Awful.
Oh, okay, good.
You've gotten one correct,
right,
and it was
a
hammer.
I took offense to that.
Good.
I was close on some of those.
Sure.
This one is a shovel. They gave me a shovel that has, you know,
no,
something,
it's a specific
handle
shovel
at the top.
It's a specific. In fact, that
it's a specific shovel.
Well, it's got a different name, but they give that
for burying dead bodies after you killed someone with an ice pick.
That
thing.
That is a huge item used for infantrymen. especially in World War One for the infantry when they dug trenches.
What word are you saying?
Infantry.
This is what I'm saying, guys. I don't know this because he's giving me this is a shovel to use in World War One.
Am I not
Papa
saying
Papa Dave
infantry?
Doesn't have shovels from World War One.
It's called a spade.
Yeah, it's called a spade.
And that was part of the big pack they would give the infantry in World War One. Am I not saying infantry right?
No, I don't. That like just doesn't sound like a real word to me.
The infantrymen who would dig trenches, you had a spade, that's your shovel. It's flatter than
a shovel. Take a shot every time Kevin says infantry.